continuing to review some of the things that God did and said in 2020 in this Vision Destiny 2021 series. And this has been an unprecedented year for most of us, and my journals include many of the things God said and what God has done. And what does that mean for us going forward? You know, how can we embrace the reset and the recalibration to our lives that is taking place so that we can, as sons, move forward meaningfully to embrace the future with positivity and with an outlook that looks for restoration and looks for God's purposes to be at work? So I'm just going to continue sharing my journals. We're up to 21st of October 2020. The Father said, "Son, come into the realm of light." And the realm of light is a place within perfection that I've just loved being, engaging the face of God, the facets, the wonder, the awesomeness of God's presence. So I emerged through the dark cloud into the light of his presence and was drawn to look upon a facet of his face of such amazing beauty and intensity. And of course they all are, but sometimes something just gets you emotionally at a deeper level, and this was one of those times. A desire for deeper intimacy gripped me with so much passion, you know, and it gripped me so much that I was consumed with passion for creation's restoration like I'd never felt before. And I want to encourage everyone to embrace the face of the Father, to engage the face of the Father, to go deeper into the heart of God, to really discover his desire for your life and your part to play within God's reset, recalibration, restoration back to his original intention and purpose. So I'd never really felt anything so deep before. Son, you are feeling what we feel towards all that we've created. Now, that what I felt must have been a glimpse of what God feels, but it was pretty overwhelming and powerful. This intensity of desire is directed towards every one of our children and towards every being. Our love is not limited only to what you have thought is living, but extends to everything we created. You have felt the oracles of our heart. Now you've seen this facet of our being. Engage our oracles again. Now the oracles of the Father's heart are things I've experienced, you know, over the last few years in a deeper and deeper way. And I was encouraged to go back and engage again so that now I could perceive things and experience things at a deeper level. And this is what often happens in our journey. We go round a situation, we have experiences, encounters, and then our journey takes us back to the same place, but at a deeper or higher level, so that we can experience something because we've changed, we've been transformed, our minds have been renewed, we've been deconstructed and renewed, so that we can perceive and engage things that we couldn't have done before. And this is a repeated cycle on our journey of going deeper, of going higher, of engaging in something which is more than we could have ever imagined or thought before. So I turned my desire towards the oracles and was completely overwhelmed by the flood of intense emotions that hit me. All that I felt before had changed my life and now felt almost insignificant compared to the passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, union and blessing I now felt for all creation. And this expanded my feelings towards all of creation, because all of it is living. And this is what I really now have discovered and have experienced, that it's all living. I've had encounters with creation over years and years that have moved me towards this point of being so engaged with creation and feeling the groaning and longing that it feels. And so I am so passionate. And the oracles of the Father's heart have captivated me at another level so that I can be an oracle. It was actually beyond a feeling, it had become a being, as I felt these intense emotions in every particle of who I am. Son, now learn to focus the oracles and that facet of our being that you now are towards different objects. So it's not just towards people, it's not just towards angelic beings, but actually it's towards everything. Beginning with our children in the physical realm, focusing on each person and all their manifold diversity, then the spiritual beings in the heavenly realms and all their orders, then the fallen beings, then the dimensional beings, then the elementals. So one by one, I turn my attention towards each. And each of those creative categories, and immediately I felt overwhelmed by love's passion, almost painful in its intensity, for each of those things that we call creation. The restoration of all those living things became the focus of my whole being, increasing in intensity until I thought I was going to explode. I was so deeply moved. Son, now you are to focus your thoughts towards creation, beginning with your world, the earth itself, the atmosphere, the core, the plates and the continents, now the animals, birds, fish, insects, plants, trees, now all the elements in turn, air, waters, fire, earth and nature itself. So there's something sentient about all this that we can begin to connect to when our hearts are turned towards it. I felt such an affinity for each one as part of a whole that makes up creation itself, a union of all the parts. So now focus on the cosmos, each constellation, galaxy, nebula, black hole, solar system, planet, moon, asteroid. And as I did, again, I was connected to some of the experiences I had back in 2010 and other times when I engaged this. But this was at another level of emotional connection. Sun now focus inwards towards the subatomic realm, beginning with molecules, atoms, electrons, positrons, neutrons, quarks, gluons, bosons, and continue until you engage the quantum lumens, the very fabric of the strings that make up the particles of existence. And again, what is on a macro scale is also true on a micro scale. This is all living. So as I engaged with each, it was like I was focused in a quantum moment that was their history from inception to birth, and their whole existence became part of me. It wasn't just as it is now, but as it's been, and right through, so you become aware of what's happened. Their history was now my history, their restoration was now my passion and consumed my being. I ached with desire for the restoration of all things and felt creation's groaning more intensely than ever before. I immediately went to the cradle of life and brooded with all my being, every particle pulsating with creative desire. But I felt I had to stay focused here until I felt a release to continue the creative process. Normally, when I engage, I would then move through the chamber of destiny and engage the sound of many waters and produce a sound, a voice of frequency that excites the energy of light within the chamber of creation, the quantum lumens. But I didn't feel released to do that. I just stayed here. And I stayed there and I focused my attention on being there. Even when I wasn't there cognitively, I knew I was still there. 22nd of October. Son, today is a new day, where because you entered the light of our presence, you have been transformed and your thinking has been renewed towards creation. Open your physical heart, spirit's eyes and ears, because you can now see and hear at a new level. All you have to do is focus your attention. So now we have physical ears and eyes, we have our hearts, our souls, ears and eyes, and we also have our spirits, ears and eyes, and they all need to function together by focusing our intention and our desire. I tried, although I was not sure how successful I was, because this is something, it's like, God says to do something, it doesn't mean you can automatically just do it, but I know I will be able to, and I have engaged to be able to connect and focus with all my being. The Father interrupted my musings. Look and listen with intention towards all those areas that you engaged in true light, and you will know more than you ever have before. So I then just began to focus, drawing on the memory of my engagements and then re-engaging, listening, looking. As soon as I focused on each in turn, it was like I was tuned into a collective consciousness that was communicating on a wavelength that I'd never experienced before. A different form of communication at a different level. It was communicating at a level of deep emotion, revealing its deepest desires in a very different way. It was empathic at the deepest level. The groan of creation was so deep and intense, but also very different for the specific areas I was focusing on. So there's a different frequency, a different sound, a different emotion. The elements revealed such conflict and deep anguish because of their division. There were thoughts and emotions were like signs of distress and pain, but also so conflicted over what they were doing. This is quite a difficult thing to feel. In turn, I felt the frequencies that were being communicated as they conveyed the deepest of primordial sentience. My desire and intention began to focus on releasing frequencies of hope that would touch each of those areas of creation in a very specifically relevant way. And again, you just have to go with this. It's like I didn't know what I was doing, but I went with the intention and the thoughts of my heart. I went back to focus consciously on where I am continually at rest in the cradle of life, to brood with greater knowledge over the releasing of hope to creation. In each quantum moment for each category of being and creation, I fast-forwarded through the process until my desire for freedom matched the emotions I had felt, until the quantum lumens were activated and reality began to form. I know at the deepest level of my being that creation will be set free from its bondage to corruption into a beautiful and glorious freedom and union. I know that I know that I know that will happen because I have seen it and I felt it and I've experienced it. It is our glorious freedom as sons that will bring about such transformation. I felt elated and overjoyed at what I knew to be confirmed and true reality, even if it was still to fully play out in time and space. These creation encounters have been deepening and getting more and more intense over the years, bringing me to this point. 26th of October. Son, creation is longing for the maturity of our sons to be revealed so they can take responsibility for its freedom from its bondage to corruption. The glory of our sons, displayed in all its manifold splendor, will release the frequencies of rest that creation will respond to. When you connect to creation at a deeper level, the desire to take responsibility begins to rise up in you. That's what happened to me. The more I connected, the more responsible, not in a bad way, just in a good way, that this is part of who I am, part of our sonship, to administer love to creation, to minister restoration, but to bring about that union and oneness that creation once had. Our sons living in the rest of true identity is the only thing that can set creation free from its lost identity so it can return to the union with man that it originally had. The light of man's true glory will entrain the fallen and lost back to their restored states across all the dimensions of space and time. Son, you know that time has no power over those who have been untethered from the death that moves to its rhythm, and it's so important that we embrace immortality. Son, mankind must dance to another tune, free from the inevitability of death as time marches on. We must be free from the march of time. It is not inevitable. Life is the conclusion, not death, so embrace the abundance of immortality free from the bondage of sin and death. Mankind is not destined to die, but to live in glorious liberty and union, in limitless blessing, unrestrained by space and time. Death has been abolished, and life and immortality has been brought into the light to free mankind from the fear that's held it in bondage. The angelic orders of union, liberty, and limitless and blessing are at the disposal of those who have taken their place as part of the Earth Shield to help facilitate the restoration of all things agenda. The frequency of hope and love being generated by the light of the Earth Shield is creating the atmosphere for restoration across all dimensions, not just the Earth. It is helping to facilitate the revealing of the great deception and a cosmic awakening. The old orders are beginning to weaken and are losing their grip on the minds of men as the delusions and illusions of normalcy are being shattered. Sun, legislate for the removal and restoration of those behind the global agendas of the Babel-inspired systems of men for a false one-world government of men and other beings. Only restored sonship can bring the true dominion of the kingdom of God, world government, that will fill the earth and expand beyond with peace. The kingdom agenda has been mixed and confused by the great deception. Sun, brood strongly to release the reality of restored sonship and the true one cosmic government of our kingdom that mankind is destined to re-establish throughout the whole of creation. All divisions being restored to union, all bondage being restored to liberty, all restrictions being restored to limitless, and all curses being restored to blessing. 27th of October. Sun, come walk with me. We engage the throne of grace, where, sitting on the Father's lap, I rested my head against his heart. Now, I love this place. You know, I've been to the throne of grace from the beginning of my engagements in heaven, really. And it's been such a place of rest, coming to that place of just being. So going back there was a delight. You know, it always has been. And feeling the comforting rhythm of that safe beat of peace, the heartbeat of God, I rested, waiting patiently but expectantly. Sun, as you dwell here continually, this is the source of grace and mercy that are limitless and free, so become more consciously aware of this dwelling place. Now, I'm aware that this is part of my quantum moments that I engage this place, but I know I need to be more conscious of it, and I know there's something more that the Father was wanting to do in this encounter. Learn to draw on the limitlessness of grace and mercy, not just for yourself, but for the whole of creation as it is in time of need. The restoration of all things agenda needs grace in abundance and mercy beyond measure if creation is to be set free from the shame that it is feeling. Shame is such a negative emotion. That is part of the groan. Son, shame keeps all things from receiving mercy, and only overwhelming rivers of loving kindness flowing from this throne through our sons can remove that shame, which is why we must have rivers of living water, of loving kindness flowing through us. Son, shame is the fruit of independence as creation became detached from the reality of our true identity and our loving kindness. Son, this throne of limitless grace and mercy is the source of the river of life that flows through the tree of life. Now, I'd never seen it like that before. I always thought that this was part of that river, but I never saw it as the source of the river because I never really went beyond to see where the source was. I just assumed that it was flowing from God. This throne is of limitless grace and mercy is the source of, and the foundation of all kingdom government that functions and of all true kingdom activity in heaven and on earth. Son, make sure that all you think, say, do and are is motivated by limitless grace and mercy, as they are the fullest expressions of the unconditional love that is who we are. All judgment, justice, legislation must be made from the righteous foundation of this throne to perfectly express unconditional love. All thrones take their position from this throne, where intimacy and relationship is the priority and sets the tone for all government. Now, this was a revelation. I didn't realize how significant this was. I just thought it was a place we can go to within the Father's garden to find help in time of need. I didn't realize that the throne of grace is the center of all. Son, now you know the vital importance of dwelling here. Go beyond the dimensional portals and keep following the river of life. Now, I assumed that it was flowing to the throne of grace, through the throne of grace, to the tree of life, through the tree of life, into the Father's garden and out into creation through us. So I'd gone beyond the throne of grace and found the dimensional portals and the anteroom that enabled me to connect to other dimensions, but I never really thought of beyond. So I thought the river of life flowed from the throne of grace, but it flows from it, not to it, but from it in multiple directions. And I was only now aware of that. So as I followed the river's flow, it branched many times, creating streams that I know I will need to explore. There will need to be exploration, but for now I just kept following the main river. I became aware of the essence of many places that I had previously felt only the frequencies of, so I continued, but now I just knew that there would be no end and final destination for this river. There is no end to the increase of his government and peace. This river of grace and mercy, which is the motivation of all kingdom government, there will be no end to. I will never be able to find an end because it is not ending. It is continuing to increase. Now, that was an amazing revelation. I mean, now I look back and think, well, how obvious. But actually, it isn't obvious until you experience it. There would be no end to the increase of government and peace inspired by unconditional love expressed in limitless grace and mercy. All realities and all ages are flowing from the wonderful dwelling place of pure intimacy, which is not just one place, but is one expression of the circle of love that is I am that I am. The eternal now, the realm of light and perfection, the cradle of life, all my most intimate places are just dimensional expressions of the same perichoresis of being. Father, Son, and Spirit in a circle of amazing relationship. The wonderful and amazing love relationship of I am that I am. Son, you've discerned well, but there is so much more that is beyond your present capacity to understand, so keep journeying towards maturity. I realize I know so little. Even when I discover so much, I realize there's so much more. The future implications were not clear to me, but I now know that to dwell here is such an amazing blessing. Son, now you see everything, including your mandate, in relation to exposing history's greatest lies from your resting place here. Now, that is really what the Father was saying, is because now I see limitless grace and mercy in a different perspective, the mandate that I have in relation to the great deception and exposing history's lies, now I can do it from a place of rest beyond what I could before. I know you're hesitant to share what I've shown you concerning the Luciferian roots of the religious and political spirit agendas throughout history. And I've got to be honest, I have been, because I realize it is going to create such a shockwave and such opposition potentially. I certainly was and am hesitant, as I am aware of the potential conflict it will probably cause. Be bold and courageous to do your part and support others who have other roles to play in exposing the great deception. Son, rest here, let perfect love remove all fear from you, so you can rejoice as you release what I have shown you. 28th of October. Son, now you dwell on the throne of grace, a source of limitless grace and mercy. You have the capacity to release a higher frequency that carries our unconditional love intentions beyond what you could imagine or think. There's always more. Reach out with your spirit's consciousness to creation and connect its desires in the groan to your desires for restoration. As I expanded my mind, I felt more connected than ever before at a deeper level of intimacy with creation, that I was moved with greater compassion. The emotion of it, creation, and its need for us to set it free. I felt luminous, radiant with the energy of hope for creation's freedom, and I let it know that the sons of God are rising from their slumber. I declared the truth that the sons of God are awakening to the truth. I turned my attention to all the living beings throughout the dimensions of creation and released the declaration that we are here for you. And I was doing that on behalf of the sons of God. It was like a tidal wave of hope that nothing could hide from. Wave after wave began to ripple out with greater energy and force, penetrating every barrier, void, dimension with overwhelming hope, supplied by limitless grace light. Son, keep brooding and creating the desire that forms the reality of the restoration. Have no doubts, no plan B, no other choices. There can be no option but our desires being fulfilled, as that is the tree of life. Hope fulfilled. The restoration of all things, message and agenda must be the passion of your life, and its primary goal, so you can be filled and overjoyed by the reality you choose when aligned to our heart of love. For the joy set before you, will be your strength, and that energy will enable you to endure, persevere, and be persistent in the face of any and all opposition. The results of restoration that you have seen will empower you, whenever things seem to be slow and progress seems to stand still, to press on. Son, acceleration can come sometimes when you least expect it, so always be ready and expectant, filled with joyous hope, because you've seen the end. Love has won, is winning, and will win, because love is the most powerful force that exists, because everything lives and moves and exists within love. There is nowhere that can escape our love. No height, depth, width, breadth, realm, or dimension can be separated from who we are. In Him, we live, move, and exist. So separation is but an illusion. All of creation is cocooned in our loving kindness, and that will, without any doubt, restore all things back to our benevolent intention. Sun, arise, shine, love's light, filled with joy unspeakable, full of glory, as you dwell here on the throne of grace, close to our heart. 2nd of November. Sun, there are three more significant seismic global events coming over the next 5 years that will be part of the recalibration of global affairs. The global awakening to love that is necessary for our children to know the truth of who we are will be the outcome of this great resetting, which has cosmic proportions. For the global control systems that currently have dominion over the economic, political, media, education, scientific, and energy arenas to be replaced, a series of great, powerful shakings must occur. Son, you must be ready yourself and help prepare the Joshua generation in this transition period, as it will destroy normalcy forever. The coming shifts will expose the agendas of the Luciferian control political and religious spirits that are behind world affairs. History itself will need to be reset and recalibrated as the truth of the world governmental agendas of globalization that have created the division and competition that fuels the conflict and tribalism are exposed to the light of truth. The progress of the restoration of all things has been hindered as mankind's growth to maturity has been restricted and creation has been kept in bondage. The destiny of mankind has been restricted by divisions and conflict. As our children are awakened to the truth, there will be a global protest movement against the globalist political and religious spirit agendas that is necessary to throw off the shackles of control. And again, I believe we'll begin to see these things take place. The world as you know it is coming to an end as you enter into the next age of Aquarius, which will be characterized by wave after wave of outpourings of unconditional love and limitless grace. Our sons must rise up and come into the knowledge of the truth that will set them free from the religious spirit's great deception. So many religious doctrines are at the heart of this deception that has programmed failure into their hearts. Exposing of the great deception will send shockwaves throughout the religious systems, and these will be necessary to free our children to become the sons of light, love, truth that is their true inheritance. The lies of the great deception have hoodwinked so many that they think the agenda that they are following is the path of the tree of life, when in reality it is the path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The doctrines and theologies of dispensationalism and futurism that have eschatologically deceived so many into believing the rapture, millennium, Zionism must be exposed to the light of truth. The Luciferian, Talmudic, Jewish agenda that has infiltrated and politicized Christianity must be exposed and one world government Babylonian agenda revealed. The Hebrew Roots movement is just the latest attempt to deceive more of our sons into following the same wrong path that inspired Babel. Hebrew is not the language of heaven, as many are being taught. Love is the true language. Son, expose these agendas for what they really are, so that our sons can be free from the old religious systems to walk the ancient paths once again. There was only union of spirit, soul, and body in the beginning. Hearts, minds in oneness. Every doctrine that promotes division, dichotomy, and dualism is rooted in the same agenda of independence that separates our children from true union. Making a name for yourselves by denominating around beliefs is from the same source as Babel. There is and only has always been one family of God, and the establishing of one new man in Christ is the fulfillment of all our promises and the core of the restoration of all things message. Union and oneness. No separation, no division, no earthly, no heavenly people, just one. There is no separation with us and the cloud of witnesses. There is no separation. There is no earthly people, heavenly people, separated, dualism. None of that is the truth. There was never any need for independent self-identity. Son, you must prepare for the onslaught that's coming as you challenge these deceptions by staying in rest, living loved, loving living, and living loving. Only awakening to unconditional love and limitless grace can free our children and usher in the next age. Now, this is a challenging message, and you know, I've just mostly shared today the things that God has said and some of my encounters that have really deeply connected me to creation and, in a sense, strengthened me for what's coming with unveiling and revealing the great deception that has hoodwinked so many of us into believing, and even history itself has been written to continue that great deception. And it is going to come into the light. And I know others are beginning to awaken to this and are probably feeling the same as I am and have felt somewhat intimidated, perhaps, or even fearful of actually releasing the truth that we've received. But my encounters in that realm of light and my encounters with love, and particularly encountering the throne of grace and coming to that place of deeper rest, has fortified me, strengthened me, and encouraged me to press on. So, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know how and what arena or what agenda that will take, but I do know that the light is shining to expose the darkness. It is exposing what is behind the religious and political spirit that has infiltrated society, really. Not just the Christianity, but has infiltrated everything. Every religion, every political system has been infiltrated by that religious and political system agenda, which is behind it a Luciferian independence of separation from God. And there is no God, there needs to be no God agenda. Now we need to embrace the reality and come back to the knowledge of the truth ourselves. And it might be very difficult as I've faced, some of the things that I've always thought were true and always believed were true and even are in the history books, realizing that they were written from a perspective to keep people in deception from the actual truth of those agendas that have been there from the beginning to create independence and separation from God and a name for themselves. And that went all the way through, right through to Babel and all the way through history. And there's been so much behind all that. And I'm sure God is going to share with me more, and I will be able to share with you more as he shares more with me. But I know coming, people are going to bring things into the light that will be shocking and actually will so challenge what we believe that some people will find it almost impossible to let go of what they have been deceived into believing. But I would encourage you, always go back to the Father. Always go back and engage. And I had so many questions around these issues, so many things I wanted to ask that, you know, that I eventually, as I began to commune with the Father deeper and I began to ask those questions, he began to give me some more answers. He took me, as I'll share in the next session, to engage the cloud of witnesses, to ask for myself some of those who were involved in history of what was going on and what was behind what they did or what happened to them. And so I'll share that next time. But I really want to encourage you to come to that place of rest, come to that place of intimacy, and be open for the renewing of your mind, for the deconstruction even of the very fabric of your thinking, so that we can embrace the fullness of our sonship and the fullness of the restoration of all things message that will deal with these global globalization, spiritual and physical systems of control that have kept the world in bondage. We're going to move into a well-being economy. We're going to move into the age of Aquarius, where there's going to be an outpouring. The water bearer is going to outpour rivers of living water. The river of life is going to be poured onto the earth in such a way that it hasn't ever been, even at the beginning, because we're moving towards consummation, where all things are consummated in him. So let's embrace it. And I encourage you, as we just go into an activation again, to come to a place of rest, just to close your eyes. Again, rest is such an important place where you can begin to discern the heart of the Father. So just begin to focus your thinking on engaging the name of God, engaging Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And begin to slow down your breathing to the rhythm of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Breathe in deeply and slowly, and then exhale to that rhythm. Exhale, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And just slowly come to that place of rest. Be still. Be still. And just listen to the Father speak these words over you. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be. 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 Be still and know that I am love. Still and know that I am love. Be, be, be cocooned in love. Love surrounding you, filling you, flowing through you and around you. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be, be. Be cocooned in joy. Let joy surround you, fill you, flow around you. Just let the energy of joy be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be, be, be. Let peace surround you, fill you, throw through you. Be cocooned in this wonderful frequency of love, presence of love, joy and peace to fill you, fill your spirit, flow through your soul, create an atmosphere of rest around you, and live in that bliss bubble of inner peace. You're in such a safe place. Now start to think of that open heaven. Set the desire of your heart upon engaging the Father, and just go wherever the Father takes you, whatever the Father shows you. And go deeper and deeper into his heart, perhaps to the throne of grace, where you can sit on his lap, put your head on his chest, and feel that amazing rhythm of peace. Come to that place of rest and let the revelation of his heart enlighten you to the truth.